Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We're in a very weird spot, you and I. And I think probably the afternoon show and the midday show as well, but certainly you and I, because I only care about you and I. A little bit of Jonathan and Nick. It's chock full of people who are Shador supporters that Cleveland's never dealt with any of this. And I go, man, we had Johnny Manziel and Baker Mayfield. This is my third rodeo. It's not my first. It's my third rodeo with all this. And so I'm used to the fever of another fan base coming in for a player and ripping the Browns, saying how bad the Browns are, saying how they wish their favorite player was not drafted by the Browns, and me going, well, let's see how this all goes. Now, I was very defensive of Johnny Manziel. You were not. The Baker scenario, I think that in the first couple of years, the first year was amazing. Second year, not so good. What a roller coaster. And then now we kind of wish we still had him. Probably not know kind of about it. And then this one, I'm like, hey, I like Shador. And there's, you absolutely hate Shador. I go, I don't hate Shador. I like Shador. I wanted him to draft Shador. Let's take a swing at the guy. Not as bad as Jonathan wanted to draft him, but I certainly was happy that they took Shador. So it's this weird thing. And then today, and this is why I bring this up, I said that Shador was great. That's all I said. I thought he was great on Friday. I got a lot of people. They might have taken the day off, but they are back in it. About you consider 60% completion percentage great. Aaron Pike on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You consider 60% great in a ball that got his wide receiver hurt? And I go, whoa, wait a minute. He can get the ball. That pass did not hurt Luke Floria. And I asked you the question. Do you think that he threw Luke Floria a hospital ball on
no,
Friday?
No, not a hospital ball. He overthrew him to the point where I think that reach, isn't that what led to the injury? Was that not the injury play?
The injury
play. Yeah, had he put it in the breadbasket, I'm sure, you would have caught him in stride.
Wait, I need doctors now. If you're a doctor and you're on your way in, please.
That's not what a medicine ball is. When I hear that term, that's not the type of play.
When you get a player hurt, it's always called a hospital ball.
Yeah, when a guy is barreling down
medicine
on him.
Medicine balls are different.
Yeah, when a defensive player, you throw the football, which I also think a lot of those are unfair too, because at times you got to thread the needle. You got to make a play. Like, receivers are going to be in harm's way sometimes. I think the internet gets caught up in that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't use that term to describe that pass.
Let me play Floria. This is Friday night afterwards on that pass specifically.
Okay.
That was a nice play, I saw 12 scramble, so I just decided to run to the open spot. He threw me a real nice ball, layered it right over the top, and I just had to make a play.
So you disagree that it was a nice ball that he laid right over the top?
Boom, there you go. What do you think, Tone?
Well, it was a tough throw to make because of the scramble and everything.
Because I heard people but on there, this station
there
this
were
weekend.
Places he could have put the ball.
I heard people
better.
On this station really? This weekend say that he put it in the perfect spot. It was the only spot that Luke Fleury could get to it that no one else could get
well,
to.
Well, I joked on social media. I said he put it where only the outstretched arm could fully extend to catch the ball.
I got to tell you.
Yeah, he could have thrown the ball a foot shorter, but it's hard. You're running. There are if on a scale of 1 to 10 for Shador, it was a 9. It was not a 10.
But I don't think he got Luke Fleury hurt because of the pass. I think if Luke Fleury was 5'10", I think it probably would have been in the breadbasket instead of 5'7", 5'8". So, I mean,
his parents got him hurt.
Yeah, I didn't say his parents got him hurt, but he's 5'7", he's 5'8".
I think you're misunderstanding me. I'm not assigning blame and...
We
like
need to
saying,
blame
Shador,
somebody.
You got wow. him injured with the pass. Just
I asked you the question. You said it got
him
injured.
We don't have to assign him, but we will.
Him having to stretch his arm out, I think, probably did have something to do with it.
You would have power
if the
blame.
Ball would have been a little more perfectly placed, which is a lot to ask. I don't know how many quarterbacks could have just put it right there. And then, but we do say when a guy throws an amazing pass that just drops in over their helmet where a player doesn't extend, you're like, oh, that quarterback put it in a perfect spot. So this was... pretty good, but less than perfect,
but it
right?
probably was as perfect a spot as he could have put it in. And if you were talking about so Mike Evans out there, it probably would have been a perfect spot. So
you're
happens to be Luke Fleury.
You're
he's
saying 5'8". It's an impossibility that the ball could have been put in any other spot than the one it was put in.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hit the power rank music. You didn't even power rank anything.
I didn't hear
you
him.
Just powered right through. Yeah, you powered through the power rank.
I didn't know what the power ranking was. I was talking, then I heard someone else talking, and then I couldn't hear them because I was...
Oh, it was who to blame. It's always it's... that. It's always...
It was who to blame.
Hit it again.
Nope.
Oh, not... See, I didn't do it this time, Owen. Wasn't me.
Well, I'll just say it's not always me.
When you say, know, but
he's
you see,
speaking to
this me. Is the slipperiest of wizards here, Owen. You know what he's doing because you're assigning me that I'm assigning blame to the quarterback. Okay, well, what are you assigning?
I gave the quarterback a 9 out of 10. I said it was pretty good. It wasn't perfect. It was 9 out of 10.
Well, I don't know if it was going to be perfect. It probably would have been perfect to a 6-foot wide receiver.
I'm not asking quarterbacks to be perfect 100% of the time. That's kind of a tough bar to hit.
I mean, it went right over the top. He had two defenders over there. Threw it, got it to Fleury. Fleury was able to one-hand it. It's a shame what happened to Luke Fleury.
Yeah, what I'm
and
saying
I wish,
is...
And none of us wish it would have happened,
I think
obviously.
He probably would not have gotten injured if he didn't have to one-hand it. That's all I was saying. Do you agree?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
no,
know.
No, I don't know.
Fully.
I don't know if he. I have no idea. He's a wide receiver. Wide receivers. I'm sure this is not the first time he's had to reach for a football. Has he hurt himself in his hamstring every time he's had to reach for a football? Is this a known thing that when you stretch out to catch a football that you can hurt your hamstrings really bad? I don't know. I'm asking. Like, now I have to ask
questions.
I was
asking you.
Doctors.
And you're coming back with me, asking me questions.
Learned doctors in the city of Cleveland, 216-474-0092. I need you to tell me. We're never going to get to the Drew Aller question. To hell with it. I need you to tell me whether or not that was, if you were watching that play, was that, you want me to call my doctor? See whether or not that was not a play outstretching really. His arm?
I thought we were just having some nice conversation about it. I didn't think it was going
to
be
because I think it's asinine to sit
grilling.
There and I thought it was asinine of the person listening to say that he got Luke Florio hurt. You made a play, you had to make a play.
Yeah, I don't think I think that
circumstances happen.
Yeah. I don't think I was saying like with some malicious attempt by the quarterback and I certainly didn't call it a hospital ball. That's idiocy. But I also told
you. Okay, I put that word in your mouth.
I don't think 90% of hospital balls are something that the quarterback should be destroyed over. I think sometimes you have to make tough throws over the middle. And
okay, but that's a generalization.
Receivers are going to get crushed.
That depends on the time and day. I mean, if it's practice, I don't know if you should be throwing hospital balls out there if everybody's going full go. But, you know, if you're in the NFC Championship game, what needs to be done is what needs to be done. And we'll talk about that 20 years down the line.
I also think a lot of hospital balls are called that when it's like, or the defensive player was terrific with their reaction and they had a beat on it and they read the play a little better. Like the quarterback can't account for all 11 guys on every play.
We also see far fewer hospital balls. And we were much more reactionary to hospital balls. Like, there were plenty of guys who threw them back in the day.
Well, yeah, because Steve Atwater was allowed to send people to the hospital back then.
Yeah.
Jack and Tatum, now we don't do that.
Jack Tatum literally sent everybody, Steve Atwater.
And we loved it.
I watch old clips of John Lynch. I forgot how much of a headhunter John Lynch was. I totally forgot.
Romanowski was just there sending people to the hospital.
I totally forgot that John Lynch would decapitate people.
Ronnie Lott was sending people to the hospital.
He was putting big tight ends to bed.
Yeah.
John Lynch was. Stuff that, like, you can say what you want. The new rules over this last decade plus, like, I see some of those things and you cringe now. You totally cringe over some of them hits that you see back in the day.
And at the time, they made NFL films lists, best ofs. They would show the reaction of the crowd.
They would just do an hour of those.
And we loved it. That's part of what we loved about football. You're saying that's now more cringeworthy, like people don't love that about football? Because I think people still love the big hits.
I actually cringe now. I loved them at the time, and I look forward to them to the time, and I'm like, oh, God.
I don't even cringe. I immediately look for the laundry.
You're looking for the flag.
Immediately.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about current plays. I'm talking about plays I see like on old NFL films videos.
The things that you might have cheered before, you now cringe at.
Like they had, remember that video Total Impact, and Merton Hanks hosted it with Steve Young, and it was just people, it's just car crashes left and right. Like now, like I see that Steve Atwater hit in the Super Bowl, and I'm just like, oh, he's got headaches now. That's not good. So we gotta tackle differently. Okay. Well, I misinterpreted you, Tone. I apologize.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.